Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thank you so much for joining us. Good to hear from a lot of you on Monday. I really enjoyed our conversation with Christopher Cleary, who joined us from Paris in the wake of the French Open. And if you missed it, the link is up on both our Twitter and our Facebook. And I was thinking about Novak Djokovic and the emotional weekend that he had, not just facing Rafael Nadal, the king of the French Open, the king of clay, but then coming off of that five-set match that lasted more than 4 hours, having to turn right around and face a fresher opponent in the championship and then being down 0-2. And it was said about Novak earlier in his career, this is way back when Roger and Rafa were already rivals and they were already on their way, each of them, to winning their 20 Grand Slam singles titles. It used to be said about Novak that the mental part of his game was the part that he needed to build up. There were times when he would get real emotional. There were times when he couldn't stay focused. There were times where it was the mental aspect of his game that would let him down. Now, again, that was very early in his career. Obviously, French Open 2021, down two sets to love. What did he say? I started believing in myself. Honing in on the task at hand and realizing, hey, I can do this. It's about setting my mind to it. It's about the mental side of things. It's about locking in. I have a stronger game. I am a better player. I mean, heck, I'm the number one player in the world. But he had to be able to mentally lock in and really start to believe that he was going to be able to pull that off. I was thinking about individual sports, looking ahead to the U.S. Open and the pressure that falls on the shoulders of one guy or one gal. Golf and tennis are so different. You don't get any type of coaching, well, you're not supposed to, during a tennis match, though it is clear that every now and then an athlete will look up to his box or her box and there will be maybe signs, raised eyebrows, looks exchanged. I mean, there's nothing, and I don't think tennis should do anything about that, but you can't physically coach during a match. And for golfers, while they have caddies with them and some engage with their caddies more than others, I love the Phil Mickelson, Tim Mickelson dynamic. Of course, his brother, his younger brother, who was with him for the PGA Championship. But that's not a coach either. And ultimately, it's the individual tennis player, the individual golfer, who has to step up to the shot, who has to stand on the line, who has to address the ball, who has to serve it in a big moment with all the pressure heaped on their shoulders. So before we hear from Phil Mickelson, I would love to ask you, you can send your answers. Which sport features the most pressure on its athletes? And I know we're splitting hairs, and I would fully expect that we'll get a bunch of different answers and a bunch of different reasons, and that's totally fine. I don't care about the whys. I mean, I want to know your whys, but I'm not going to quibble with your whys. I think that the pressure on athletes is so different across the board in sports. In golf and tennis, you have no one else to rely on and ultimately no one else to blame. So you get all the glory for yourself, but you also have to absorb all of the blame when something goes wrong. Every now and then you'll hear a golfer complain about the call of his caddy or the measurements or whatever it is, the notations that were made or the suggestions of a caddy. But it's considered poor form. It's considered to be unprofessional. Even if your caddy does make a mistake and let you down, you don't call him out because the buck stops with you. It's the same thing in tennis. But if you look at the team sports, you could certainly point to various situations where one guy or maybe the team has that same amount of pressure. So thinking ahead to game five between the Nets and the Bucks. Thank you. Wowzers. It's the time of the year when there have been too many games and too many series and too many teams. And it was a Monday. Yes, the Nets and the Bucks, and how much pressure there's on KD. And he can say, hey, at the end of a day, it's just hoop and we're just going to hoop. Now, he's been in the most pressure packed situations that you can possibly imagine at the highest levels of his sport. And then he creates extra pressure on himself with the way that he uses social media. But you could certainly say that his pressure, where he's going to be the lone superstar for the Nets against the Bucks game 5 on his own court, so that helps. But that is the same kind of pressure that a tennis player or a golfer might also face. And yeah, other guys can hit big shots. I'm not telling you he's out there by himself, of course, and I'm not minimizing the role players. But if they're going to win, Kevin Durant has got to drag that team with him. He's got to put the team on his shoulders, to use the sports cliche. So in what sport do you feel like an athlete or athletes shoulder the most pressure? And why? So I'd like to know why. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I'm sure producer Dave is going to put a spot up. You can find that on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Always, our Facebook page is an opportunity for you to weigh in. Many of you are still voting for Man Crush Monday, which is great because it is still Monday for some of the fair citizens of our United States of America. We're going into the U.S. Open starting Thursday. It's the only major golf title that Phil Mickelson does not possess. And you can imagine that with the months and months of preparation he put in, and he's put in the practice, the preparation, the belief in himself, he talked about that. There goes the mental aspect of the game again, the mental aspect of your preparation and of the process. The PGA Championship really being the culmination, that's got to give him a ton of confidence. No, his career's not over. No, he's not destined to miss all of the cuts on the PGA Tour. And here is the U.S. Open, and it's a perfect setup. He's home. He's a San Diego guy. He's home. He's familiar with Torrey Pines. Or is he? He'll answer that question here in a second. But you remember Sunday, PGA Championship. His family was not there. There was a big celebration in South Carolina, but he had to travel cross country when he was done.
I came right home that night and celebrated with Amy the next couple of days, and then I went and played Colonial. And I took the weekend because I missed the cut. I took the weekend to kind of hang out and enjoy it. But then on Monday, I got back to work trying to get ready for this tournament. It's a unique opportunity because I've never won a U.S. Open. It's in my backyard. I have a chance to prepare properly, and I wanted to put in the right work. So I've kind of shut off all the noise. I've shut off my phone. I've shut off a lot of the other stuff to where I can kind of focus in on this week and really give it my best chance to try to play my best. Now, you always need some luck. You always need things to kind of come together and click. But I know that I'm playing well, and I just wanted to give myself every opportunity to be and play at my best. And so I started working Monday shortly thereafter.
Interestingly enough, well, Torrey Pines is a course where a lot of people, there's a lot of traffic. A lot of people play there. It's famous. And you'll hear him talk about trying to get a tee time, which is funny. But they've closed it to the public to try to allow these golfers some time to get ready for the U.S. Open. And so Mickelson, who doesn't have to travel, he's been out there a bunch and really has been working around the greens. The U.S. Open is generally diabolical if you miss the fairway. And even the initial cut of rough can make things really difficult. And the short game, the rescue clubs, the ability to get out of trouble, the ability to get up and down, all of those things are really important. You get into, and this is, again, general rules for a U.S. Open, you get into the deeper rough, and it'll cost you. The type of rough where you and I will lose the golf ball and never find it again. And so I always love the U.S. Open for that reason, because there are some unique challenges associated with the U.S. Open and the way that the USGA designs these courses and sets them up. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. It's crazy, right? And this is golf. It's just sports and really life in general. But on one weekend, you can be top of the world, right? You can have the best weekend. And in Mickelson's case, he is the oldest major winner, PGA Championship, the raucous celebration in South Carolina. And then he flies home. He tries to compete a few days later in the Colonial, and he misses the cut. No doubt the Colonial is not nearly as difficult a course, a track, or a field as the PGA Championship, and yet he misses the cut. Now, you can imagine he was exhausted, just mentally and physically weary. Okay, so preparing for the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. Now, this is a course where he's won multiple times, not the U.S. Open, obviously, and the Open moves around, but where he's won the Farmers Insurance Open, and it's close to home.
What's happened for me is I spent so many hours as a kid that when the course was redesigned, all that local knowledge went away, and I really haven't come out here and spent a ton of time. It's hard to get a tee time out here, and when you do, it's a long round. So I don't spend a lot of time out here other than the Farmers, and I really made an effort here, having the last week off, to spend time out here and really relearn the greens. So I've spent a lot of hours out here on the greens last week to see if I can get that local knowledge again. And we'll see how it goes. But I had a lot of fun kind of relearning and spending a lot of time out here.
And so it's different. Although it is really funny that he has trouble getting a tee time. Phil Mickelson has trouble getting a tee time. And even when he does get a tee time, like one of those dealios where the rest of us, just normal red-blooded Americans, were online trying to get tickets to a concert when they first release them, and you're constantly refreshing, or you have friends of yours who are also trying to do the same thing. That's what I thought of when he said it was difficult to get a tee time, because it's open to the public. But even then, when you do get a tee time, it takes forever. Why? Because you've got slow golfers in front of you. You've got golfers who are not as good. And so unless they've got the course closed like they do this week in preparation, well, then it's problematic to be able to get out there and practice. So I hadn't even thought of any of those things until I heard Phil talk about it. But in having this time off, in having now the confidence from the PGA Championship, you can imagine, even as he turns 51 on Wednesday, that he believes in himself, and he should.
It's one thing when you are playing at a certain level but not getting the results. It's very frustrating, and it's tough to be patient. But when you know that you're playing at a certain level and you are patient and it finally does click like it did at the PGA, I felt like I'd been playing at that level for a couple of months, but I wasn't getting it out. And then when it all comes together at a perfect time like that, was exciting to put it together. And I feel like or I'm hopeful that some of the things that I had learned heading in will carry over and give me some more opportunities this summer, because I feel like I'm playing some good golf.
That's such great wisdom for life. Forget golf, forget sports for a second. Man, you can work and work and work. You can log the hours. You can log the miles. You can know that you have made a ton of changes, that you are nowhere close to where you used to be at your craft, whatever it is that we're talking about, whether it's your job, it's your career, or it's a sport, maybe it's something else, a musical instrument, it's drawing, it's acting. You can know how much heart, time, effort, blood, sweat, and tears you've poured into it, and yet the results aren't there. No one notices yet until, as Phil points out, it all comes together. It finally clicks, and then it becomes obvious to anybody who's watching, oh yeah, well, this didn't happen overnight. And even if nobody sees it, I know for me as a radio host, as much as I do communicate with you and interact with you, and of course my show is for your entertainment, there are a lot of nuances to this business and to hosting that most people don't know. If you've never been trained in this field and you've never sat in this chair, there's a lot of things that you may not pick up on. But I know when I mess up, or I know when I don't deliver the type of show that I want to. Again, even if you don't notice, and that's fine because I'm my own worst critic, but it does feel good when something that you've been working on, a particular area of your craft, a particular area of your sport, finally all that hard work pays off and you kind of see it come to fruition, or I guess you could use the proverbial light bulb. The light finally goes on, right? So I appreciate all that from Phil Mickelson. As I say, I believe he's more relatable, and he is primed and ready for a shot at this one major title that's eluded him. So coming up 45 minutes from now, we'll talk to our golf insider, Reed Fowler, who was there at the PGA. And so maybe I'll have to get his reaction to everything that happened, unfolded with Phil at Kiawah Island in South Carolina. But also there's some other questions. This John Rahm dilemma. And Rahm is now available to participate in the U.S. Open, but gave up a surefire paycheck, millions of dollars that he could have won when he tested positive for COVID at the last tournament. And also, what about Brooks versus Bryson? Maybe we should figure out if this feud is for real or it's just contrived. And in the meantime, our Twizzler Tuesday show question: in what sport do you think that athletes are feeling the most pressure? They have to deal with the most pressure. Is it an individual sport? Or maybe it's a sport like the NFL where there are so many millions more eyeballs on that sport all the time.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
You can stand me up.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Joseph is listening in Baltimore. Hi, Joseph.
How you doing, lady? I think you're spectacular as a sports person. You know, you could stand with any man. I went lay down, woke up 3 o'clock. I've been listening to you ever since. All this baseball, football, and hockey stuff are just kids' games to me. The only man's game is between boxing, where it's one-on-one, and bowling. When you get to the real thing, boxing and bowling, when you got one-on-one, then you got pressure.
But bowling, you're just kind of competing against the lane, are you not? I mean, I get that you're matched up with another bowler.
But you got one man against the other man. You ain't got, there's no team thing. Okay. Baseball and football are my two number one sports as far as team goes.
But you said they're not man sports.
Well, but I says as men's sports, you know, as boys' sports.
Joseph, you know what? You call my show anytime, and we will talk about some bowling and some boxing, the real men's sports.
And
Amy's taking your calls at 855-212-4CBS.
I miss Joe in East Baltimore. Ellen from Boston. Trying to think of some of the other callers that are a little bit older that we have enjoyed talking to over the years. And I don't know how they're doing. I have no idea. But I pray that they're okay and still listening, still allowing us to keep them company. Joe in East Baltimore, boxing and bowling. Well, he singles out individual sports in which you have more pressure. And I would say in boxing, if you don't watch out, you're going to get knocked out. I assume Pete Weber, one of the greatest bowlers of all time, would agree with the pressure stance. He always releases the pressure with a crotch chop, or at least he did until it was outlawed. So what sports require that you stare down the greatest pressure? On Twitter, After Hours CBS, and if you haven't seen that Kawhi Leonard poster dunk, well, Derek Favors was probably feeling the pressure just a little bit. And then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And I do not know where producer Dave comes up with the memes, but every night it's something new. I like it. This one's good. 855-212-4227. Christy is in Texas. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy.
Hey.
Haven't been able to talk to you in a while, but I've been listening to you for about 5 years.
Sweet.
I'd have to say team sports is going to put that at the forefront, but definitely football. I mean, the level of the speed and the hitting and the calculations and the – in the air, and whether it's on the ground, it's just in having to have your teammates cover your back.
I would agree with you that football is really complicated and convoluted, and there's a lot to know. I played college basketball, and while there are a lot of little nuances and different ways that you can play, whether defensive coverages, whether different offensive sets, it seems to me there are a lot more moving parts in football. Now, here's the caveat, though. Guys don't generally have to know everything. They just have to know their position, or at the very least, they just have to know what the other 10 guys on the field are doing. And so you don't have to know the offense if you're a defensive player. You have to know the other team's offense, of course, but not your own.
Right, but I go with the fact that the speed and the impact of being hit, I mean, and just the injuries that, mm-hmm. I mean, devastating at times, just the speed of the game and the hitting part, in a ridiculous way, because I've been playing football since I've been five. I was in Rio de Janeiro for 10 years playing football all the way up to 48. And I was playing with, kids that the number one sport was soccer, two was jiu-jitsu. And, I mean, the way they absorbed it, I was working with IBM and next thing you know, about six Americans got together and we got to a team, and then we took it, it's called the Carioca Bowl, played in front of Copacabana Palace. But it just the learning and then growing up and then learning the trade, these kids, some of these kids are going to be doctors, veterinarians, and it just, they absorb the sport. And then I told them, why not soccer? And they're just the love of the NFL. I mean,
Yeah, well, it definitely is a sport that's growing internationally, which I appreciate. All right, Christy, I think that the NFL has got a really high profile, as do the college football games, the college football conferences, where they compete with the huge money on the line. So money probably adds to some of the pressure, too. So interesting. But I appreciate your phone call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. I see some of your answers on our Facebook page, and this one jumps out at me. And if you want to answer a particular position within a sport, that's totally fine. Matt says NASCAR drivers. And he says because they're responsible for their own wins and losses. I would say because one mistake can leave you dead or paralyzed or causing a huge wreck. That is a different kind of pressure. You'll hear drivers talk about this every now and then if they're asked a question particularly. But the idea that your safety is on the line and you get behind the wheel knowing that this could end really badly if you don't stay locked in and stay focused. And then you think 500 miles sometimes in unbelievable heat, triple digit temperatures, you have very little ability to move, very little range of motion. You're strapped in, especially with the head and neck restraints. And you've got cars all around you that are going 150 miles plus, depending on what track you're racing at. Yeah, one false move, and you not only can wreck your own car, but you can wreck the people around you, and in the most extreme situations could even cause death. That is a different type of pressure. When I asked this question, I hadn't even thought about that. Richard says, any sport that's an individual sport, no teammates to pick you up if you're having an off day, just you. True. However, with an individual sport, you can move on a lot more quickly. Number one. Number two, you don't have to split that money with a lot of teammates. No, I would say with individual sports, you can go at your own pace, right? You can practice the way you want to. You can prepare the way you want to. You don't have to worry about relationships and egos and teammates. So there's something to be said about being in control, right? So you look at that, the other side of the equation. Yes, there's pressure, but you ultimately are in control of what happens to you. And as a control freak about some areas of my life, not all of them, but about some areas of my, like my job, I've certainly hosted shows with other people before. And even when I started here, I auditioned with a couple of other hosts. And I've done plenty of two-person shows over my lifetime. It wasn't my decision, but my boss's to make me a solo host, which is fine. But you're in control of what happens. And so you don't have to navigate the relational aspect, that human aspect, where there's conflict. Ultimately, you get to make the decisions. And sometimes that makes it quicker. Sometimes your reaction can be quicker. And if you're someone who has a lot of experience, if you're someone who has been in the arena, whatever the arena is, for many other reps, many other games, many other radio shows, well, then it's almost second nature to you. And you're not worried about the guy on the right, the gal on your left. So there is something to be said for being in an individual sport and having that control and doing it the way you want it and having it set up the way that you want it. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. So a lot of you are saying NFL quarterbacks, which I would agree in terms of the name recognition. I say this all the time about quarterbacks at any level. You absorb far too much of the credit, but you also get blamed for so much that is not your fault. But I'm also looking for sport, and I'm looking for a why. So I'm not going to keep reading your answers if all you have to tell me is a position. I want to know why. Why you feel like a quarterback or a particular sport faces more pressure. Athletes in a particular sport face more pressure. So please give me your why, because those are the answers that I am looking for. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, we'll get back to your calls. We got a bunch of you lined up on the phones, and I see your responses on social media. Sometimes I wonder what athletes prefer, and I really do think it's a personality thing. Do you prefer being the hunted or being the hunter? Do you prefer? Now, some athletes operate better when they're the ones chasing. Others operate better when they have clean air, to use a car racing term, when they're out in front. I guess you could say that about horse racing, too. It's kind of nice to be a horse and not have to worry about the pressure, right? You're oblivious to the pressure. All right, so Twitter, Facebook, also on the phones. Thanks for joining us, our Twizzler Tuesday, all about the pressure in sports.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Leonard against O'Neal, driving to his left, Leonard to the rim.
Oh! Kawhi Leonard! A major poster! He just put Derek Favors into the earth!
No rush here for L.A. Leonard, 7 to shoot. Kawhi makes his move. Oh! Wow!
A major Kawhi light!
Follow Amy Lawrence on Twitter after hours or anytime. Her Twitter handle is at A-Law Radio.
Do we have any Kawhi Leonard reaction to the dunk? Did anybody ask him about it? How much you want to bet somebody did and we just don't have it? That was the radio voice of the Los Angeles Clippers network. Noah Eagle, son of Ian Eagle, who you then heard with the call and the the reaction from all around him on TNT. So kind of fun to hear the two of them, not quite in sync, but with that same flair that Ian Eagle is known for, and Noah Eagle definitely picked up. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about pressure and which sports put the athletes under the gun more, right? So which sports? Maybe it's individual. Maybe you believe it's a individual aspect of a team sport. Whatever it is, where do athletes have to shoulder the most pressure? And certainly some of this can be situational. Kevin Durant, he's won championships. He's won NBA Finals MVPs. Well, now he's going into a game five with his Nets and the Bucks tied up at two games apiece. And he does not have either Kyrie Irving or James Harden. Neither of his running mates are available because of injuries.
Kyrie and James, this is an opportunity for them to play at the highest level and to not play because of injuries. I feel more for them than for me. You know, it's got nothing to do with me. And I wish my brothers were out there playing. I wish they were healthy.
He also went on to say that it's one of those situations where you just have to reduce the game to its basic level. It's just hoop. I heard him say that in another answer. It's just hoop. We're just going out there to hoop. All these guys can play basketball. It's just basketball. But ultimately, a lot of the pressure will fall on him.
I know they're going to be doing their best to get back on the floor and get healthy as fast as possible. And that's all we can hope for. And the rest of the guys who are out there healthy enough to play, we got to come out there and play as hard as we can every possession. That's always been the mantra for us.
Play as hard as you can every single possession. A lot of times what a team or an athlete lacks in talent can be made up for with heart, with effort, with busting your rear end. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, 855-212-4227. I feel like we need some Billy Joel with the song Pressure, which I may or may not have covered once. when we got to 25,000 likes on our Facebook page, I promised that I would cover a song, and I narrowed it down to four different artists, four different singers, and you all decided Billy Joel, and then I got to pick the song, which may or may not have been Pressure, which may or may not be posted on our YouTube channel. All right, let's go to our phones here. Max is listening in Jacksonville. What do you think, Max?
I think it would be like the gymnastics, the female in particularly in the Olympics. I mean, it's kind of like you got the whole weight of the country watching you, not counting that you're really not a professional and your chances of getting back are very slim.
Interesting that you say that, because I was thinking about soccer or football everywhere else and how you're not just, especially if you're competing in like the Euros or you're competing in a World Cup, you're not just representing your team or your city. In many cases, you're representing the hopes of a nation, especially if that is in specifically World Cup, where it's only every four years like the Olympics, right? You're not just competing for yourself. You're not just competing for your own glory and your own success. No, you're literally carrying the weight of your nation on your shoulders. So yeah, that's a different kind of pressure, especially when you're talking about some of the smaller nations, even third world nations, where this opportunity doesn't come around every time.
Yeah, when you have so many people looking at you for basically, you know, unfortunately for their happiness.
Yeah, I mean, I would say in the case of the Olympics, there's a lot more to it, right? Like the Olympics represent hope. The Olympics represent an opportunity. The Olympics, if a particular nation with a particular sport can get some success going, very often that opens up opportunities for other athletes. So in the United States, we don't really understand how other countries have it and how other countries approach it. I also would say, think World Cup and the death threats that come along with different athletes when they screw up or when they don't perform. And yeah, the pressure when it's an entire nation that's banded to either root for you or to criticize you, that's ratcheting it up.
Yeah, I agree 100%. In other countries, sometimes it's the destiny of the rest of your life, how you perform.
Right. Seriously, you can be associated with one moment for the rest of your life. That is a great perspective. Thank you, Max. I appreciate the phone call.
Have a great night.
Let's talk to Troy, who's in Baltimore. Welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks for taking my call, Amy. I enjoy listening to you on my way home and at work.
Awesome.
I have to say that billiards, both amateur and professional, probably have the most pressure, both in singles and doubles. They usually don't do, obviously, more than two people on the same team on the table at a time. But it's a game of physics, so I think it takes a lot of skill and finesse.
Interesting. That is honestly one sport that I had not thought of, Troy.
I played... in my area in Baltimore, it's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
They host APA tournaments. I'm actually right where I live, and it's a big event, and it's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of competition.
Oh, very cool. Well, and the fact that, as many are pointing out, if it's an individual sport and the buck stops with you, there's nobody else to pick you up. There's also nobody else to blame.
Exactly. And I know they have the World Championships with the Moscone Cup. And, well, most of the time, I mean, just amateur. It is a team sport, but you're only playing one versus one. So it all matters. It's a points game. And like I said, it takes skill and finesse to, and it's a lot of pressure at the same time trying to win as a team.
All right, sir. I like the answer. I like the fact that no one else has said it. Thank you for your phone call.
Thank you.
Charles is listening in Georgia. Charles, welcome to After Hours. What do you think?
Hi, Amy. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I also agree with the Olympics thing. That is major pressure. Like, you got the whole nation looking at you. But I also got to say, like, legends of any sport have the most pressure. Like, they're expecting you to deliver. And if you can't, then it's all your fault. That's the way I feel like. You know, in any sport.
Well, that is true. When you are the household name, when you are the face of either your team or your sport, in the case of, say, a Tom Brady or an Aaron Rodgers, or I could go on and name the faces of the sports across the board. When you're an MVP, the higher you ascend, the more recognition you have. Obviously, the more people will level criticism at you. And a lot of times, you become a victim of your own success, right? You set the bar so high. Tiger Woods was definitely an athlete that falls into this category. He set the bar so high that when he didn't win every single tournament, every single weekend, he was considered not necessarily a failure, but he was failing. And so that's another plight of athletes who reach the pinnacle of their sports, Hall of Famers. You're never judged by the same standard as average Joe or June.
Exactly, yeah. And even in boxing and, like, any sport, poker even.
Poker. Like, lots of money on the line in poker.
And I just got to say, go Hawks, because I'm pretty impressed after the last game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the way that they held the Sixers to just an anemic offense in the second half was really impressive.
Exactly. Well, thank you for taking my call.
All right, Charles. Let's quick get to Alan, who's in Toronto. Alan, you got 90 seconds. Go ahead.
A goalie in hockey. Like the old Gump Wurz used to say all the time, you don't have to be crazy to be a goalie, but it helps. I can recall when just prior to overtime, I was sitting right beside my dad. He put his hand on my forehead, and he says, "You all right?" And I said, "Dad, I'm nervous." And he said, "You're nervous? Imagine what the goalie must feel. You know, he butterflies in the stomach have to be the size of pigeons. You know, a forward or a defenseman can make a mistake, but if a goalie makes a mistake, it's on the board, especially in sudden death overtime. You know, it's you have to have nerves of steel to be a goalie, and you know, it's the spotlight is on you. You know."
Is there more pressure on any single individual than maybe an NFL kicker in overtime trying to end a game or a goalie in sudden death? Whew.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the game is on the line. And, if you're wide right, like Scott Norwood was back in 1990, well, he's got to live with that the rest of his life. I see what you mean. Exactly.
Poor guy. Although Wade Boggs, he was having to live, not Wade Boggs, sorry, the first baseman for the Red Sox
Buckner.
Bill Buckner, thank you. Bill Buckner, one mistake, right, that defined his entire career.
Yeah, and he had a great career too.
Yeah.
You know, he's
doesn't
all of the numbers. It doesn't matter. No, exactly. He's got to live with that the rest of his life.
Yeah, for sure. That's a great point. Goalies, last line of defense. Although I will say it's obvious when a defenseman turns the ball over in front of the ball. Haha. The puck over in front of you and makes a mistake and leaves the goalie high and dry. That doesn't help. I don't know that the goalie should get blamed for all of that. But ultimately, as you say, if he lets a puck go through the five hole, then it's on the board. Thank you, Alan. I appreciate your call in Toronto. 855-212-4227. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page. Coming up next, U.S. Open. Phil Mickelson. Can he finally get that career grand slam?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.